Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. He's been coming on this program since we started it just shy of 10 years ago now. We've been through a lot of big conversations, interesting conversations, but this whole Waukesha massacre at a Christmas parade is just something a bit different for me. Professor, good to have you back.
It really is. Thoughts? You know, in past years when I could walk, my wife and I were occasionally chosen as the king and queen of the Parade of Lights, very similar to what they had in Waukesha. And then I was the grand master, whatever they want to call it, the grand marshal of the 4th of July parade. And I was always afraid of something like this happening, but it was nice and rode on the outside of a fancy Mercedes that they had somebody driving us around with. It wasn't my car. And I'd wave at people, and I was always a little bit fearful of what was out there. Thank goodness nothing ever happened. But when I think about this, I keep thinking, everything we do in life is dangerous.
That's true, but, you know, here it is. You've got to look at the connection between this attack and the ginned-up nonsense by the corporate media. Those That's on true. MSNBC and CNN that continue to bash Kyle Rittenhouse as a little murderous white supremacist. That's what they did on the Tiffany Cross program on Saturday. The celebrities from Hollywood, the celebrities from professional sports all taking shots at Kyle Rittenhouse and the jury in Wisconsin saying it's all about race and white supremacy. What happened in Waukesha sadly was predictable. Somebody took That's it to right. heart.
Yeah, somebody got mad or got crazy. And I've always looked at mankind with a very jaundiced eye. And a lot of people don't like me for it. They want all happiness and light. But I'm not that. I try to do nice things in the world. I've given away, I'll brag for a minute if that's bragging, I've given away just about every dollar I've ever made. It is gone. And I make people mad at that. You can't do anything in this world without somebody getting mad. So I've given away about every dollar I've ever made. And all my worldly possessions, not that that's anything so great. Anybody can do that. But as opposed to all these billionaires that say they're going to give away all their worldly possessions before they die, you know, do it now, you know. And I did it and continued to do it after I pay my – I still have a mortgage on my house and a car note. So after I pay all those things, everything is gone. And I'm treating hundreds of people, maybe thousands, and it's because I don't know what I do in the world, so I want to do something like that. So I'm treating all of them to a massive Thanksgiving dinner up at the university where I used to teach. And it's wonderful. Makes me feel good. I have nothing to do with it. All the people prepare the meals, but it's something I feel good about, especially after last night.
Well, I think that we need more of that, not less. A lot more of that, Professor. A lot more of trying to understand. And we have to say enough of this trying to divide us. Listen, a jury in Kenosha issued a verdict, a unanimous verdict. 7 women, 5 men. I don't know their ethnic background. And I don't think that it matters. I don't think that it matters. I mean, the idea that the corporate media would have you believe that he's a white supremacist, they would have you believe that he shot people of color. He shot 3 white men in Kenosha.
That's right.
I mean, let's just get to the facts. He killed 2, 1 survived, and the one that survived testified that he didn't get shot until he brought a handgun around that he was intending to use.
You're absolutely right. In fact, though, the horrible thing about it is it's been made into a racial incident, and it's terrible what's going on. And they want to make it racial. It was not racial. And but they want to turn into that. So the Democratic Party, as much as foisting a $2 trillion, who knows what it's going to be, bill on us with this new Green Deal they're trying to pass through the Congress, is now going to the Senate. And Nancy Pelosi has in it, I think, $200 million for a park very close to where she lives. And, I mean, don't people have any nonsense, any sense about them? of what's going on in the world, how people live their lives, and they don't care about a park in San Francisco. Stop the crime there. Stop the poverty. Stop the horror in the streets of San Francisco. But no, they want a park for $200 million. And I'm sure that they can try and justify it by saying if more people are in a park playing, families can do that. We'll have less of the horror that goes on in the world. And that's a good try, but I don't believe it. But anyway, what they've done to us, what the Democrats have done to us, is outrageous.
Yeah. Now, I agree with you on all points there, and I hope the Democrats from, say, West Virginia and Arizona are sane enough to say no to this reckless spending that you just mentioned.
I hope so, too. Joe Manchin, hang in there, and Kyrsten Sinema, do the very same thing. Don't let them get to you. And you know that they have the kind of pressure on them this morning that you cannot imagine.
Well, it's remarkable to me that people like John Tester in Montana, Democrat, would allow the coal industry of Montana to be destroyed.
That's right.
While the Chinese continue to build new coal-fired power plants, and so do several other countries. While America dismantles and dismembers its energy sector completely, making us completely vulnerable. And at the same time, China has launched hypersonic missiles that can go at 21,000 miles an hour and launch additional missiles from that platform, which is blowing the minds of American engineers. So, you know, here we are.
We need more money and more effort in regard to defense, not parks.
Yeah. We need something, Professor. We need something to bring us together. Yeah.
Parks are wonderful, but not at this time in our history.
Yeah, I agree with that. We've got plenty of parks. National parks.
That's right.
How about you take care of what you've already got?
Exactly.
How about that? I was in Yosemite a couple of years ago. The toilets were so horrendous, it was like being in a cattle field, I suppose. I mean, it was just horrendous. I mean, take care of what we already have.
I can believe that.
Yeah, it was like a feedlot for cattle. It was just awful. Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington. Sir, thank you as always.
Thank you very much. Everybody try to do something kind this week.
Agreed. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. Happy Thanksgiving. Do something kind and happy Thanksgiving, no question. As you're looking forward to Christmas, a couple of things. You could lose weight and feel great. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. If you're looking at Thanksgiving and thinking, man, I wish I was a little lighter and felt better, well, the next time around you can be. Just go to GruberHealth.com. If you'd like to feel better for Christmas, do a 20-day program. 20 days. Feel better for Christmas. Shock the family. Show them what you've got. GruberHealth.com. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. And if you want the best flannel ever for the love of flannel, go muskox.com. Muskox, an American company. Go muskox.com. Supply chains are full here. Ring the bell. Plus, they give real money to real wild animals if you spend more than $100. Can't beat that. Go muskox.com. I'll be right back.
Be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a grand flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation.
I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.